And that's Avital, for whom nothing is forbidden, a wonderful mandolin soloist who was joined there by the Venice Baroque Orchestra in his take on Summer, the presto from Summer from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. You're listening to the New Classical FM, and I have a guest with me this afternoon, and it's Alison Melville, who is from Tafelmusik and who has got a wonderful concert, I could almost call it a series of four performances, Recorder Romp. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, it runs February 8th to 11th. There are three evening performances and one matinee.
That's right.
And when you want your tickets, visit the website, tafelmusik.org. That's tafelmusik.org. You're going to begin with a solo recorder work, which I think is a marvelous way to start the evening. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, the piece that I'm going to be playing is a little piece, one of a collection of about 300 pieces that were published in the mid-17th century. And what's really kind of cool is that the person who created this music was a bell player and a carillon player who was paid a few guilders extra one year in his church contract if he would stand outside in the courtyard and entertain the passers-by. And so he used to take tunes people knew, familiar tunes. Mm-hmm. If he were alive today, he'd be doing show tunes and Beatles tunes or whatever.
He'd be very entertaining.
He would, but he would play tunes and then, play little variations on them, make them up. And then a music publisher was very wise to the idea that you could benefit also financially from this. So he published these pieces. And so fortunately, we have them today. And this little piece is called the Little English Nightingale. And it's a tune that was known all across Europe. I think the orchestra asked me to play it to start off the program because it's followed by Vivaldi's Spring.
And we just concerto. Had summer, yes.
We just had summer. Well, yes. We're working backwards slightly, but that's all right. And it is February. So it's spring, and Elisa Citerio will be the soloist on that. So they will do one of the four seasons, the Spring Concerto, following that. And that, as you know, has various bird imitation
well,
things
certainly.
In it, right? So they thought that bird to bird, that would be a good idea.
You're a nightingale and you summon spring in the second piece.
Well, that would be the theory, yes.
Yes.
That would be.
How
yes.
lovely.
That's fun, yeah.
How lovely. How many recorders are you playing in this concert?
At this point, it looks like there are four. Two soprano recorders and two alto recorders, mm-hmm. different models depending on the music, because the pieces require slightly different sounds, so it's nice to be able to do that, yeah.
But there are none of them forbidden to you. You play them all.
Well, I try, yes.
I think you try very well. I think you're the go-to person in this country, that's for certain.
Thank you.
For recorder. Alison Melville is our guest here today, and the concert coming up is a recorder romp. And just to remind you, it's February 8th to 11th, and the tickets are available at tafelmusik.org. Now, you're promising us this wonderful opening, and then, of course, spring from the beloved Four Seasons
right,
of Vivaldi.
Yeah.
Can you talk about your colleagues in this who are joining you for the more intimate portions of this program?
Well, it's a very interesting program because some of it is more chamber music oriented. It's not all orchestral.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So in two of the pieces, we are having basically sort of a trio or a quartet of soloists. There are a couple of pieces that are called concertos, but they also look like quartet or quintet structure. Mm-hmm. So Marco Cera is going to be playing Baroque oboe as well. Dominic Teresi is playing Baroque bassoon. And he and I will also be playing a double concerto by Telemann.
Now, may I interrupt you? The double concerto is orchestral accompaniment?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
okay.
So it's a double concerto. That one is a recorder bassoon and strings and continuo. And then the other two chamber pieces are these, one by Vivaldi and one by Telemann. And also Elisa Citerio will be playing one of them, the solo violin part, and Julia Wedman will be playing the other one.
Wonderful.
And then they're also including Telemann's concerto for three violins. And I believe Christina Zacharias is joining them for that. And then there's a recorder concerto at the end by Vivaldi. And that will be everybody. And of course, we have, I believe, Alan Weir is playing cello. Alison Mackay is playing violone. Charlotte Nediger, Lucas Harris, harpsichord and lute. And Pat Jordan is playing viola.
What a cast.
Yeah, so it should be fun. But it's also intimate. So it sounds like a lot of people, but it's not the entire orchestra. It's kind of a nice, intimate, friendly way. And it's a lot of very cheerful, tuneful music.
Oh, we need it, Alison. You're doing something we absolutely need.
Well, February is the month where if anybody needs tunes, it would be in February. And Vivaldi and Telemann certainly know how to write tunes.
They surely do.
Yeah.
They surely do.
Yeah.
May I ask you, how did you come to the recorder?
I came to it like many, many people. Excuse me. I started when I was in school. I was living in London in the UK. And the teacher, my homeroom teacher, as it were, he was teaching recorder after school. He was just doing it out of the goodness of his heart.
After school, as opposed to
it was not even part of the curriculum.
Oh, really?
At that point. And he just decided he would offer. He had started a class the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started one the year that I was in his class. And, you know, so he sent you home with the letter. And if you wanted to take the class, you send your, you know, your 2 and 6 for the book and for the recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it started. And then when we moved back to Canada, I continued and, you know, was put into ensembles and then
Sure. Things
like that. So, yeah, no, that's how it got started. And it didn't quite stop. So
do you teach yourself? Do you teach students? Do you have?
Yes, I taught for 11 years at the Oberlin Conservatory mm-hmm, in mm-hmm. the States. And I teach at U of T. I do master classes. I do workshops in the U.S., things like that. So it's if you're teaching the recorder, you very often end up that there will be children who are interested in school and mm-hmm. want to get better at it, better than they can get in a classroom situation with, because they don't get the individual attention. So you have those, or you also have people, you know, have a lot of adult players when they retire, if they think they'd like to play something.
Mm.
Recorder is something that they very often pick up.
It's a great way into music.
It is, but the one thing that I will also say, having said that, is that a lot of people somehow kind of, they think, oh, well, you'll go on to something different when you've played the recorder, you'll start off. And I had people saying to me when I was a kid, oh, well, it's just a stepping stone instrument. Surely you'll go on and play something else.
Right.
And I think, I mean, certainly for many people, it is a stepping stone. If they then start playing the clarinet in junior high and they realize they love the clarinet more than they like playing the recorder, then that's great. Then
so
that's what
it.
They've discovered. That's
yeah.
that's the instrument for them. But for kids who do love to play the recorder and just find that's their voice,
mm-hmm.
it's a shame if they get told that. And if they're stubborn like me, then they sort of say, well, you can say that, but I don't believe that. But there are kids who kind of, you know, they just want to play, and so just let them play. Because it's a musical instrument like any other.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love playing it, you can get better instruments that sound better. It's mm-hmm. like Suzuki classes, you know, the...
Mm-hmm.
crummy little violins don't sound very good, and people who just started playing don't sound very good, but you can get better.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? And there's a whole path
well,
there.
We're the beneficiaries of your stubbornness.
Well, that's very kind of you to put
no,
it that way.
No, it's true. I'm glad you were stubborn.
Talk to some other people I know. We'll see. Anyway.
Go ahead, don't change. Thank you so much for joining us today. Just let me remind our listeners that the performance is A Recorder Romp. It's February 8th to 11th. And there are 4 performances, the 3 evenings and 1 matinee. If you don't want to go out at night, there's a matinee performance. All the information you need is at the website, tafelmusik.org. Allison, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.